主办单位邀请了8人出席网上论坛，分别代表美国外交界、美国智库、学术界、法律界和新闻界。除了香港驻港澳总领事梅宇瑞，还有撮写战略与国际研究中心两日前发表的报告的3位作者肯尼迪、麦克尔威和布兰切特，前美国驻港澳总领事史密克、丹佛大学法学教授洛佩尔、网上新闻媒体端传媒的前编辑张杰平，以及前华尔街日报驻港记者杜威尔。麦克威尔提及，自2012年习近平上台后，香港的民主急速倒退。原本美国国会在1992年通过美国香港政策法，给予香港独立的外交地位，假设北京会致力于维护香港的自治权直到2047年，但很明显香港的管治过渡期已经提早结束。曾经为撮写报告访港约谈了30多人的布兰切特直言，这次香港之行不符预期，感觉受访者未能畅所欲言。回忆起几年前和香港学术界朋友的对话，谈及一种新的恐惧、自我审查和报复文化，感觉现在自我审查的情况更加严重。
But what was most striking is really the sort of soft constraints and decrease in autonomy, which are harder to quantify, but are just evident by a rewiring of incentive structures in and around the city, whether that's in academia, in media, in elements of free speech. It is the uncertainty and fear of potential repercussions that is leading to self-censorship, to meetings not taken and not agreed to that ordinarily would have been quite banal and normal. It's the article that isn't written for a publication because of a fear of whether that will or will not transgress, not even necessarily on the de jure letter of the law, but more just the climate of national security and fear.
布兰切特解释，这种不可量化的软约束做法，比起透过制造形式上的混乱或设定红线，更加有效打压公民自由。内地一向以此手段管治，而香港的现状明显是处于内地政治文化的阴影之下。战略与国际研究中心发表的报告中，要求华府重估对港政策，又提出惩罚、撤出、接触三大选项。肯尼迪在论坛上解释，华府需要就香港问题制定一套特别的政策，华府对港政策需要有惩罚性，对香港官员实施制裁是可行选项之一，但他强调在个别领域美国仍存在与香港保持接触的必要性。华府对港的政策目标有别于内地，目的不是希望改变北京的行为，而是希望保存香港现状，拖慢自治权被侵蚀的速度。
The goal as we see it should be to protect what autonomy remains for as long as possible, to slow Hong Kong slide into Beijing's arms and to as another regular mainland Chinese city. We definitely believe that resignation, just giving up on Hong Kong, doesn't make much sense from a practical perspective, because what it would do is most likely accelerate the changes in Hong Kong that many do not want to see.
自由亚洲电台记者江永报道。